Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 288 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today, I don't know why I said it like that. But anyway, today's question is from Chris. But before we get to Chris's question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com, a super easy-to-use cloud accounting solution that over 5 million other small businesses are using. And, you know, dealing with finances when in your business can be difficult. It can give you a headache. And I remember when I first started, I used Excel for everything, which made it even more of a headache come tax season. And tax season is less than 2 months away, or it's actually tax season right now. But anyway, if you want to get hooked up with the best tool to organize your finances, go to getfreshbooks.com. You can actually try it out for free for 30 days. Go to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. It's going to make your life so much easier. GetFreshBooks.com, Ask Pat. Cool. Now let's get to today's question from Chris.
Hey, Pat. Chris from NicheSiteTools.com. And my question for you today is in regards to how you go about shutting your mind off after you've been working on your niche site projects late into the night. As someone who also works on their sites into the evening, like I know you do after the kids go to sleep, I'm curious if you have a ritual. Maybe you stop a half hour before you go to bed. Maybe you do some meditation. Maybe you watch a little bit of Back to the Future. I'm not quite sure, but I'm really curious if you have any methods to kind of shut your brain off and relax before you go to sleep after doing, you know, something technical or mentally stimulating on your niche site project. So thank you so much. Appreciate everything you do and have a great day.
Chris, thank you so much for this question. And I think it's a really important one because it's always important to go to bed in a state of mind where you are just relaxed and everything's cool. And so that when you wake up, you'll be the same way. Oftentimes, we wake up the way we fall asleep. This is something I've heard and experienced before. So you want to go to bed in a state of mind where you don't have work on your mind. And like you said, Chris, it can be very difficult to turn off. Now, I've been known to work very late into the early morning hours and then just go to bed right away. And there's a few things I like to do, but I will give you actually a very important tool that all of you should be using if you aren't already. And this is going to help you, especially if you do work late at night and or any time when it's dark. This is really important because what it does is it adjusts the glow or the brightness of your screen based on the time of day. And I've found that when I disable this tool, because I do it just for fun, just to see the difference, because you don't notice it sort of changing over time. If you're on your computer for a long time and this tool is on, it changes very slowly. Again, it depends on your location and your time. It knows all that stuff. I disable it, and then my eyes hurt because it's just super bright. And I'm like, wow, I can't believe it changed that much. You don't even notice it. So you can definitely work on a lower brightness without even having it affect your work. So this tool is called Flux. If you go to justgetflux.com, F-L-U-X, just like the flux capacitor, if you go to justgetflux.com, you can download this. It's free for Mac OS X, for Windows, Linux, and iPhone and iPad. This is so important, and I want to thank Glenn Alsop from ViperChill.com for introducing this tool to me. It's been a life changer for me because when you do work with that big eerie blue glow in your face, and you know this because maybe some of you read it at night in your bed with the iPad, or you check your phone or play games before you go to bed. It's just really hard to go to bed, and a lot of it is because of that big bright blue glow that's pounding your face at that time. You know, you're just blinded by it. So, you know, use Flux. Again, just getflux.com. And you're not going to be distracted, or your brain's not going to get into, you know, it's going to be easier to get out of work mode, essentially, is what I'm trying to get out. Now, other things I like to do is literally just shut down everything. If I know I'm done with work, I want to be as much as I can checked out of it. And to do that, I shut down the computer. Obviously, you're going to save energy too, which is always good. And you also want to commit to not checking your phone for work-related things as well. And I've gotten to the point where I just had to go to airplane mode every once in a while because I was catching myself by habit, checking email and things like that. I've been doing a lot better since I've hooked up with my assistant, Jessica, who's checking, helping me stay on top of my email. She's been very good at disciplining me when she notices that I check email when I'm not supposed to. So thank you, Jessica, if you're listening to this. But now I don't have to keep it on airplane mode because that becomes a step. You know, the purpose of doing that is it just stops all the notifications. And, you know, if you try to get onto email, you have to flip it back out of airplane mode. And just the fact that you have to do that gives you a little quick moment of, hey, do you need to do this really? And then you stop. So that's a good tip for you if you're having trouble with checking your phone. You don't want calls in the middle of the night, right? Anyway, so that's something I do as well. And to help me get out, I also sometimes listen to music. Or, you know, I don't watch anything. I don't try to watch anything before I go to bed because the TV doesn't have Flux. It's going to give you that same sort of glow. And especially if you're watching anything violent at night, it's going to just keep your brain going. And you become somebody who's in fight or flight mode. And you can't go to sleep when you're in fight or flight mode. So don't watch any violence before you go to bed. And I also like to read. I think reading is probably the biggest thing for me. And I read fiction. I try not to read business-related books at night because then I will continue to think about business. I want to take notes and things like that. So I read fiction novels at night sometimes if I know I'm going to be working late. And sometimes that just takes like 10 minutes because my eyes are tired anyway. And my brain will be able to shut off. I begin thinking about the scenario in the book, and that's it. And then I fall asleep and done. Other times I'll talk to my wife, and I'm not saying that that puts me to sleep, but that gets my mind out of work mode. That could have gone any which way. But Chris, I hope that answers your question. Those are some of the few things I do. And if any of you listening out there have anything you do to help yourself get out of work mode, you know, again, to recap, shutting off everything, using Flux, airplane mode for the device, if that helps you, music and reading and not watching television. Those are things that I do. What do you do? Use the hashtag AskPat288 on Twitter and leave your suggestions there for Chris, myself, and everybody else following the hashtag. Again, hashtag AskPat288. Thanks again, Chris. An AskPat t-shirt is headed your way, and best of luck to all the work that you do, especially late at night. Although I will say for everybody out there, I recommend you check out the latest episode of the SPI podcast if you're listening to this the day this comes out. Episode 150 for those of you out there, smartpassiveincome.com/session150. I actually talk about the change-up or the adjustment in my routine, which I've switched from a late night routine to now a early morning routine, thanks to Hal Elrod and The Miracle Morning. So I recommend you listening to that. That's titled The Day in the Life of Pat. Again, that's smartpassiveincome.com/session150 if you're listening to this right now. And that'll always be there, obviously, after this episode goes live. So you can head on over there. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. Whoa, that was weird. Askpat.com. I don't know what's wrong with me today. Hope you're doing well. And as always, I want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com. They make invoicing super easy. They have an award-winning mobile app so you can check your finances in a snap, money coming in, your expenses, helping you keep track of all that so you can focus more on your business and not about the accounting stuff. You know, this becomes your partner, you know, with your business. It becomes, you know, you wear so many hats in your businesses. FreshBooks becomes your partner in terms of finances and accounting. They wear that hat for you so you can focus on all the other hats you have to worry about. So if you want to get a 30-day free trial of FreshBooks, it's awesome. Go Go to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Getfreshbooks.com, enter Ask Pat. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. Look forward to another episode of Ask Pat tomorrow. And before we go, here is a quote from Ray Goforth. He says, "There are two types of people who will tell you that you cannot make a difference in this world. Those who are afraid to try and those who are afraid you will succeed." Cheers, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.